Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports with Max on the air, perusing through the night. Minnesota Wild are off until Saturday when they take on Carolina. Joining us now, one of our hockey gurus, one of our favorites to talk hockey with, Tom Chorsky. Tom, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, my pleasure, Maxie. How we doing?
Good. How are things in Boston?
Things were, weather-wise, was a little sketch. They had that big snowstorm and a little bit of rain, so the weather wasn't great, but the hockey was good.
Well, yeah, the Beantown Classic, right?
Yeah, the Beanpot.
Beanpot.
So I saw the boys play Monday night. It was kind of like Super Saturday at the at the U.S. Open. Monday night was all four boys' teams playing. So that's BU, BC, Northeastern, and Harvard. And then Tuesday, I got to watch the girls' championship game, and that was Harvard versus Boston College.
Who won?
Well, let's see. On Monday night, then the Harvard boys were beaten by Boston College, and then Northeastern beat BU. And on Tuesday, the Harvard Crimson prevailed and beat Boston College for the championship.
Wow, cool! With one Hannah Chorsky on the team, right?
That's right. That's right. So she got to experience her first bean pot and was part of the championship. So pretty exciting. You know, you can imagine, you know, if we had a couple or if we had four D1 teams, you know, in the
Metro.
Yeah,
I mean, they could actually do that if they want. Well, they had it for a little bit, but they could do that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you had UMD, St. Cloud, Mankato, and the Gophers, you know, play in a tournament. And they, for those four teams and these games, they do it actually during the middle of the week. So the teams continue their weekend schedules and they kind of cram in these other games for the sort of the Boston bragging rights.
Yeah, that is so cool. What's it like to watch your daughter and you know, to go to Harvard and play hockey and be a student? I mean, I always think, I mean, going to Harvard would be plenty for most of us. Throw a sport in. Well, yeah, what has she experienced?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great experience, Maxie. It's fun because, you know, as you just want to see your kids, you know, having fun and thriving. Yeah. The experience that she's getting in Boston is really cool. Just the atmosphere out there. You know, there are half a dozen schools in the area. And then Harvard having its own campus in Cambridge is a pretty cool setting. The culture around it is very cool. There's obviously a high academic, bar set there, and everyone who's there is there for the academics. But then there's a lot of athletes and a lot of, and just a lot of socializing. And so it's kind of it's just the best of a lot of worlds of getting that college experience. And, you know, we're so thankful and grateful that she's had the opportunity, and it's still kind of early, but so far it's been great. You know, it's tough. Their team is ranked sixth in the country, which is great.
Yeah.
And so Hannah, you know, she hasn't had a lot of adversity growing up. Everything, she was always pretty good and was able to kind of make every team and play a lot. So she's having a claw and scratch for some ice time, but
sure,
that's okay. That's okay. That's all right.
It's one of those things where, you know, in the end it makes you stronger, but boy, it's not always fun to go through no matter what it is. Don't you feel Harvard when you walk on that campus and the dorms and the buildings? And I know there's a cemetery there that was in place before we were even a country.
Yeah, you do have that history there, and it is a neat little area in Cambridge. I think one of the things I've told people when we were moving her in, I got a sense when we were in the dorms and even kind of on the streets and on the sidewalks walking around, there's kids coming from all over the world, and you could kind of sense, and I don't know how to say this I don't want it to be sound wrong or anything, but right, so you're a kid who maybe you were kind of the studious one and not the cool kid at your school, right? You were the nerdy one that maybe you were in the band and just smart and you know, not in the cool crowd. Well, if you, any of these kids that are, you know, arrived at Harvard and now they're at Harvard, they definitely were walking tall and had a little jump in their step. You could tell they maybe weren't the coolest kid back home, but now that they're at Harvard,
they're putting a big H on that chest. Absolutely. Yeah.
They feel pretty good about their place right now. And
that's cool.
They do things really well there. There's no question. And it, you know, it has that Harvard reputation, but when you're really in it, it's first class and it's high quality and it's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, that you can't lose by getting a degree there. All right, the Minnesota Wild play on Saturday now against Carolina. They lost the other day. Foligno gets a 2-game suspension, which isn't huge for kneeing someone. They come out of the break and, you know, like a little lethargic maybe against Winnipeg overall. But tell us in hockey terms, why are the Wild good?
Well, you know, we've talked a little bit in the past, but I think it starts from the top. It starts with some significant changes that were made. I think it also starts with some good drafting that's happened and maybe even a little bit before Billy Guerin got here. So we, you know, give a little credit to some of the past, but the coaching staff, you know, I think Coach Evanson has done a great job, but you know, Bill Guerin came in and he really kind of set the tone. And then he built a team of guys that the leaders are also, you know, maybe the hardest working and gritty guys. And you just mentioned Foligno. He's going to go out with a suspension, and you know he put his knee on a guy's head, and he shouldn't have done that, and he's paying the price. But outside of and then he's just being aggressive or whatever. But outside of that, he's been a tremendous leader. He's been given probably a little more ice time, and he's done a lot with it than he had in the past. He's kind of answered the bell, and that starts to send a message throughout the whole team as well. And then just a crew of very good defensemen, that helps a lot. I think their goaltending has been spectacular. So there's just been a lot of the right moves have been made and the right mindset. And, there's a big controversy going on on the Twitter there about the depth of the team and a national TV figure questioned the depth, and then everyone came to the Wild's rescue. And I do think there is depth. I think there's a lot of excitement, obviously, besides Kaprizov, the young guys like Boldy, and it looks like Marco Rossi's going to, when he finally, you know, gets a chance, he's developing really well right now. So, I haven't even gone down the roster of the players that have really, you know, stepped up and all of them have contributed, and both physically, I think emotionally, offensively, defensively, they're just checking a lot of boxes right now.
Tom Chorsky is our guest. Kirill Kaprizov, you played with a lot of great players. Does a great player eventually have to be a leader in the locker room or not?
No, not necessarily. You know, I think he's already demonstrated that he leads in a certain way with the way he plays. You know, he's not a floater. He plays hard and he sticks his nose in there. And I think if anyone tries to take advantage of him, he'll stick up for himself. But hopefully he doesn't have to do a lot of that. And I just think he plays hard. He succeeds. He scores. He makes plays. He's not selfish. So he doesn't. you know, he doesn't necessarily have to wear a letter or really lead the charge, but I think his mannerisms and his, you know, his own style of play and the way he competes kind of speaks, and he's in that leadership group. I think aside from captains and alternates, you end up having a leadership group, and I'm sure that he's already, you know, I'm sure he's already included in that group where a coach might, you know, he might talk specifically to a group of five or six, or they just kind of know the five or six, and he's in that group of guys that are considered leaders, even though he doesn't have a letter on his sweater.
Yeah, you know, Jarrett Spurgeon is a leader. He's the captain, and he's a quiet leader. He's not a guy that if you went into the locker room and you didn't know who was who, you'd say, well, there's the captain. He doesn't strike you that way, but he gets the respect of his teammates. But he's also a small guy. But how has he endured? This is just a novice basketball player watching from the outside looking in. I go, how does he not get punished in the NHL for his size? How does he do that?
Well, he does it by, I mean, he's had to do it his whole life, right? So even in junior hockey, you know, you're growing up in Canada and you're playing in a physical brand of hockey in Canada. And I think early on, guys like that, they develop a sense of awareness. They've got a head on a swivel where as a defenseman, you know, he goes back for a puck that gets dumped in and he looks over his shoulder and they develop a real skill of, you know, being able to quickly scan the rink, and they know when I get to the puck, they know what they're going to do, and they move it quick, and then they spin out of that spot, you know, and here comes Brutus, who's going to hammer him into the boards. And if you watched him all game long, you would see guys, you know, that are going to try to finish him, but he steps out of the way, or he gets rid of the puck so efficiently and so effectively that they can't, you know, they're still 10 feet away, and it doesn't make sense for them to finish the check because now they're going to take themselves more out of the play by doing that, because he's already sent the puck up north and the puck is headed up the rink the other way. They've got to turn around and get back and try to get on the defensive side of things as well. So it really becomes an art form or a skill that an undersized player has. He's just got to live and survive in a big man's world sometimes, or in a physical world. I think, you know, a basketball guy, you've probably seen it on the basketball side too, a undersized.
Oh yeah. And you're left going, now how did they do that? But they keep doing it. I mean, even like Chet Holmgren, who's, you know, a 7-footer, but he's so skinny. He's so thin. You think he's going to get knocked into the third row. And all of a sudden, somehow he's getting to the basket. He's blocking a shot. And you're going, why doesn't somebody just put their butt into him and move him? It just doesn't happen because he's got this sense, you know?
Yeah. They anticipate really well, players that, you know, if you lack one skill set or one attribute, you know, if you're slow, you better be smart. If you're fast, you know, then you can use that. But, you know, in sports, it really, you have to be, you know, for the things you lack, you have to make up if you're going to play at the highest level.
Yeah, and smarts is a big part of it. Tom Chorsky is our guest. The Olympics are on. Team USA won today 8-0. A couple of Minnesotans contributing. Noah Cates with a goal. Ben Myers with a goal. The kid from Harvard had the hat trick, by the way, which they probably could have used him in the bean pot, I'm sure.
Yeah, they had two players, first-round draft picks out of the Harvard lineup, so they were hurting a little bit. But you know what? Those guys, they deserve a crack at the Olympics. And
sure.
Yeah, a lot of young talent on that U.S. team.
Yeah, now is that, Tom, when you get a team like that and you get a week to put them together, whatever, I mean, I I don't know hockey well enough. Is it pretty easy in a short period of time? Is the nature of hockey and the systems that are played standardized enough that it's pretty easy to form a team quickly, or is it really difficult?
Yeah, no, I think there's enough universal sort of system characteristics and these guys, you know, you can probably assume too that these guys, if they're relatively the same age, they've crossed paths before. Some of them played in the World Junior Tournament. Some have probably been at national camps together, or like I said, you know, some of these systems are kind of universally known and understood. There, you know, there could be some time that takes for teams to gel or some chemistry, and there's, to a certain degree, you're hoping that the synergy happens right away, and they just kind of sometimes it just happens. You pull these guys together, and they're all so willing to be a good teammate, be a good line mate. They're being generous, right? So they're, if you get the right character of guys where you don't have selfishness, you got, you know, five guys on a unit that are all trying to help each other. You got a whole group of guys that are there and they're excited. The adrenaline's flowing. All they want to do is try to win a medal. Things can fall into place pretty well. And the coaches also construct a team and, you know, they put as much thought into it as they can, or they try to create chemistry with certain characteristics. They might put two skill guys with another guy who's an energy guy who's going to pound down pucks. He's going to get those pucks in the corners and try to get it to the other skill guys, and the other two guys are going to play together, you know, play off each other a little bit more offensively. So they put some thought into it, and you kind of hope you find lightning in a bottle.
Sure, and whoever does wins it, you know, going away. Last question, did you enjoy, I mean, in terms of watching Olympics, we all know 1980, Miracle on Ice, etc. Did you enjoy when the NHL played in it? Did you, as a hockey aficionado, did you find that to be really compelling, especially when Team USA would play Canada in particular, but some of the other skilled teams as well? Did you find that to be, you know, highly entertaining form of hockey to watch?
You know, and I guess I'm being influenced a little bit by this time around too, where it's not, you know, NHL guys per se. There's a few guys that have played in the NHL, I think, but I think it's a little, I like to see those games played, but I feel like they can do an event periodically, like the World Cup of Hockey, I thought was pretty cool, which is real similar, but I don't mind seeing more amateurs and other people in the Olympics. That's just me. I know I can see these Olympians play, or these NHL guys play in the NHL. But if they're never going to have another World Cup of Hockey where you get to put all the, you know, pull all the NHL guys together again, then I guess I would like to see it in the Olympics. But it's pretty interesting to me to go back and have amateur players, college players, young players, you know, get a chance to do that. It certainly is, though, disruptive to the college programs in the way it was happened this year. You know, we're kind of coming down the home stretch here, and teams have lost their best players, you know, to the Olympics. But hey, it's amateur hockey, it's college hockey, and they get a chance to play in the Olympics. I don't think we should blame anyone for jumping at that chance.
No, for sure. Hey, Tom, always good to have you on. Thank you for your offerings, as always, on a number of different hockey topics. I hope we can do it again soon, but thank you for checking in with us.
Hey, anytime, Maxie. You can call me anytime.
You bet. Tom Chorsky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.